somehow, some way, keeps coming up with great information like every single day.
Greg, I worked too hard in the studio to drop bars like that, spitting bars, to not have the intro run for Alan Bell. Morning, Alan.
Good morning, gentlemen. Look, and those bars, all right? Like, I mean, it was so good, you should win an Oscar for that on top of three. Like, all of them.
I'm not going to the Oscars. I'm afraid of getting slapped on national TV.
Tough, man. I get slapped right here.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
ain't nothing between us but air and opportunity, son.
Hey, you know what? It's a good thing. You know what? Hey, everybody, just mind your business. No jokes on other people.
Right.
Stay in your lane. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, Jimmy did a nice job. Alan, this Aaron Rodgers thing is driving me nuts. I mean, just get it done already. I mean, Lazard signs with the Jets. It's going to happen. Here's my opinion. I'm from New York. I've watched the Jets operate for over 40 years.
Yep.
It doesn't matter who the ownership is or the head coach or the front office. They're the Jets. It won't work.
Nope. It won't. Isn't it funny in the NFL? Like, generally, it's been the same teams that win over and over. You know? Like, the beacons of, you know, consistency, the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Green Bay Packers, right? Like, I'm with you. It's not going to work. Now, I like Robert Saleh. I like the defense that they have. I don't believe in Aaron Rodgers. And look, I'll say this. Like, we talked about this on the show. Of course, he hasn't done this yet. Like, this is what Aaron does. He's a pain. Like, he's dragging this thing on. Like, he's going to continue to do it. Like, this is all him. He does this, man. Like, I said for a month now that I'm out on Aaron Rodgers. Didn't like what he did last year. Don't like it this year. Have fun with that, New York.
Yeah.
Well, locally, they're cobbling together a roster while letting some go. David Long, surprising, 2-year, $11 million. Just, I guess the bargain is that because he missed 12 games the last 12 years.
Right.
I mean, 12 games the last 2 years. So
didn't have a lot of leverage coming in. Yeah.
And but certainly when he's healthy, he was sort of a heart and soul of this defense.
Yeah, he was. He was an important piece there in the middle. Look, I mean, Tennessee is. This thing is—it's getting redone.
It's a purge, right? Alan. It's a purge.
It is. It's a purge. And you guys will do it. I'm fascinated. You know, we spoke about it. You know, I don't think Tannehill's going anywhere. Derrick Henry might. Like, I don't know. I don't know how this situation is going to go, but I don't know what this team is going to expect to do this year. I mean, they have no offense whatsoever, and there's no one left on the offensive line. I mean, no one. It's going to be a different looking team.
Well, that's almost a good thing, right? Because that offensive line was so bad.
Yeah. Well, let me say this. I think they'd have to re-sign him. Dennis Daly might be the only one that's coming down. He's going to end up being the Titans' Iron Man.
Dennis Daly, the human turnstile, Dennis Daly? Oh, yeah.
Now they got Andre Dillard. All's well.
Yeah.
All's well now at the left tackle, right?
That problem solved.
Yeah, he can't stay healthy either. So
let me ask you guys, both you guys, this. Is there a chance, and Vrabel kind of hinted at this, is there a chance that maybe down the line, late in training camp, Taylor Lewan comes back at a reduced rate? Could you know?
I think your partner here said that was a distinct possibility.
We can't rule that out, can
we? No, I'd say it's very much a distinct possibility. All right, it's $3 million here, it's $3 million there. Where do you think Taylor Lewan wants to go? He wants to stay at home.
Yeah.
I think it's very real that he'll be back here.
I definitely do. I agree. I think that it is. What I would worry about is. Is Taylor going to be working out this offseason? Like, what kind of shape? And I'm not saying that as a negative on Taylor by any means. What I'm saying is that, I could see him being done. I mean, there's other things that he can do. You know, obviously he has this podcast and everything with Barstool. And there are other, media-type things. Like, I could see Taylor being okay with being retired. So I think to answer that question – is to kind of put a pitch in the summer. because, you know, you're either lifting and working out and staying, you know, kind of game ready, or you're not. And it's not easy to do, you know, if you don't put in the time this summer. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Does.
But he also is smart enough to know what it takes to be out there. And that if he's not going to put in to get out, I think he will be out.
And I think he plans on playing this year somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, he could. And again, I didn't say that as like Taylor like lazy or anything. Like,
no, we understand.
I said it as like Taylor's an entertaining guy. You know what I mean? Like, he has multiple things. Like, he's the last person I'd be worried about, like, outside of like after football. Like, you know, not running out of money, not being able to work. Like, Taylor has a lot of things in front of him. So, yeah, I didn't want anybody to think, like, I'm saying, like, lazy or anything like that, you know?
Alan Bell is our guest, CBS Digital, CBSSports.com. Alan, Jimmy G to the Raiders. I mean, listen, I don't think Josh McDaniels is a good head coach, but there's familiarity there. He's got some weapons to work with. Jacobs will be back. They have Devontae Adams. What do you think of that matchup? If Jimmy G stays healthy, they might have something there in Vegas. What do you think?
Yeah, I like Jimmy G. Like, when the price is right with him, he's solid, man. You're right, there is familiarity there with Daniels and him. You know, obviously worked together in New England. Jimmy, I'm not sure that Stidham is better than Garoppolo.
Mm.
That being said, Garoppolo is the perfect guy to have if you want to run with Stidham, because you know what you have behind him. So, yeah, I like the move. I thought it was an intelligent move. I wondered, you know, would Jimmy G make sense with Tennessee, you know, kind of as a bridge QB? I like the move for Las Vegas. I think it's a smart one.
Alan Bell with us 24/7, just around the league. It just seems like Miami is sort of getting it together. And whatever they're going to do with their quarterback, we'll know, because can he stay healthy? But if I'm looking buying stock, I'm buying Dolphins.
Yeah. Yeah. Aaron, you want to come to the AFC East? Come on. I love what they're doing. And, you know, you just nailed it right there. The biggest thing is Tua, you know, in the quarterback position. But, you know, give McDaniels credit, okay? Like, he sent you out. Like, Tua's my guy. Running with Tua. Tua's our guy, right? Like, I mean, he hasn't wavered. And they've done nothing, like, you know, looking like they're trying to go get somebody else. You know, we saw the Tom Brady, the Miami reports come up. And he was like, no, it's not happening. And then the next day, you know, they put in on the fifth-year option for Tua. So, yeah, like everywhere else, defense, solid. That's two solid starting cornerbacks that they have with an already good defense, good offense. I mean, I'm a Dolphins fan. Like, I don't ever remember being as excited as I would be right now, you know, in the last, 30 years?
Like, this is since it. Marino, like, left, right?
Complete. Like, I mean, there's been nothing that's been as exciting as this right here. And you got two solid – name me a team that has two lockdown corners like Xavier and Jalen Ramsey, and then two wide receivers, you know, of Waddle and Tyreek Hill. Like, I mean, that's four solid, solid players. This team is good, man.
Speaking of good, I mean, the 49ers defense was already good, Alan, and now they get Javon Hargrave. Hello.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, San Francisco is that team that's showing that, you know what, like, in a league built on scoring points, which they do, their defense is important to them, very important, and they're going to continue to build through it and lead with it.
Yeah, they're so confident in their defense, they signed Sam Darnold to be the quarterback.
Yeah, right? Like, that's the only thing. Like, they're the team that I saw, like, you know, with the NFL teams had, like, the rules, you know, that they, you know, petitioned the league, you know, to put in. Like, they put in that yesterday. Like, so I can't remember which team. They were like, you know, we need an emergency quarterback. I was like, that's got to be San Francisco.
Right.
Like, if they could just get that position figured out, like, they should have a Super Bowl. Like, that's how good this roster is. They've just got to stay healthy at quarterback.
How about the trade Carolina made to move up to 1? Smart move by the Bears. They get a lot of capital. They already have their quarterback. And, You know, David Tepper is a very impatient owner. He wants it all, and he wants it now. They're going, obviously, big game hunting, either Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud, I would guess, top of the draft.
I loved it on both sides. All right, so for Carolina, yeah, like I'm with Tepper. Now, I certainly understand, you know, that there's a way to go about it. You know, we just mentioned the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Green Bay Packers, like they don't rush. They don't impulse buy. However, you know what? They've had 50 years of, you know, consistency in front of them. Panthers haven't. Go get what you want. I agree with it. I didn't think that the trade they gave up was all that bad. That being said, Chicago, what a brilliant move by Chicago. Like, and when do we ever say that? Usually we say fumble these things up, you know, they don't ever do well. They crushed this, and that's not saying negative on Carolina. Mm-hmm. That's just a positive on Chicago. Well done on that one, on a position that they didn't need. You know what I mean? Like, they didn't have a ton of leverage here. Great job by them, for sure.
Well, and they get a number one receiver in DJ Moore,
exactly,
too.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, yep. on top of the picks.
Yep.
Yeah.
Alan Bell?
Speaking of the Steelers, Patrick Peterson, not bad.
No, not bad at all. You know, and he's a guy that, look, you're not going to build your defense around him. However, you don't need to. Like, he's a Von Miller type guy. Like, put him in there, and you got other great defensive players around him. Be it, buddy. He'll shine for sure. He'll be worth every penny that you signed him for.
Alan, tell the people how to find you. Not physically, but out in the world.
I was going to say, yeah, I'll dox myself. I have to. You can find me on Twitter at AlanBell247. You can find me on Sportsline.com. You can find me on CBSSports.com, CBS Sports HQ. Pretty much anywhere, man. Like, you know, anywhere where Burton is just laying bars like that, like, just listen for that, and then I'll be behind it.
Right? Hey, I'm available to lay bars for all your endeavors, man. You just let me know. We'll get it done for you, man.
Absolutely, man.
Hey, thank you, Alan.
Always
appreciate
a pleasure,
it,
Alan. Have a great day, man.
Appreciate it, guys. Y'all be good.
All right.